अखण्डम् सच्चिदानन्दम् अवाङ्मनसगोचरम् आत्मानमखिलाधारम् आश्रयेऽभीष्टसिद्धये। पेज नंबर 118, पैराग्राफ 219। अयम् तो व्युत्थान समये मांसशोणिता मूत्रपुरीषादिभाजनेन शरीरेण आन्ध्यमान्द्य अपटुत्वादिभाजनेन इन्द्रियग्रामेण अशनापिपासा शोकमोहादिभाजनेन अन्तःकरणेन च पूर्वपूर्ववासनया क्रियमाणानि कर्माणि भुज्यमानानि ज्ञान अविरुद्ध आरब्धफलानि च पश्यन्नपि बाधितत्वात् परमार्थतो न पश्यति यथा इन्द्रजालम् इति ज्ञानवान् तदिन्द्रजालम् पश्यन्नपि परमार्थमिदम् इति न पश्यति। दिस् इस् अ पैराग्राफ विच एक्सप्लेन्स् ए जीवन् मुक्ता वेरी वेल्। अयम् तु, अयम् मीन्स् दिस् पर्सन्, दिस् ज्ञानी, दिस् जीवन् मुक्ता, व्युत्थान समये, एट् द टैम् आफ् व्युत्थान, व्युत्थान मीन्स् व्यवहार, एट् द टैम् आफ् व्यवहार, इवन् अ जीवन् मुक्ता विल् डू व्यवहार, देर् इस् नो डिफरेन्स् एस् फार् एस् व्यवहार इस् कन्सर्न्ड् between a jivan mukta as well as an ajnani. Even the jivan mukta will also do all the vyavaharas. He may also eat, he may also sleep, he may also speak. All the vyavaharas he will be doing. Therefore, vyutthana samaye. Some people may doubt he may be always sleeping or he may always sit in samadhi, closed eyes. Not necessary. He can also do vyavahara. That is why vyutthana samaye. He has vyutthana. He has vyavahara. Mamsa shonita mutra purishadi bhajanena sharirena. And what will be the type of sharira a jivan mukta be having? He will also have sharira like any other person. Because the same sharira is continuing. It's not that once he gets jivan mukta, he will get another body. So, the same sharira, mamsa, his jivan mukta sharira will also have flesh. He will also have blood shonita. He will also have mutra. He will also have urine, purisha, filth, adi, bhajanena. The sharira endowed with these things. The sharira composed of these things. And therefore, he will also get diseases. He will also have fever, cold, everything will come. Even cancer may come. Therefore, with this kind of sharira only he will do vyavahara. Sharirena, mamsa shonita, mutra purishadi bhajanena sharirena vyavaharati. He does vyavahara. Vyavaharati, I supplied, it is not there. आन्ध्यमान्द्य अपटुत्वादिभाजनेन इन्द्रियग्रामेण with Indriyagrama. What kind of Indriyagrama? Indriyagrama means the group of Indriyas. He will also have Indriyas. And this Indriyas of a Jivan Mukta, they are also subject to all the problems. Because Indriya is also Anatma. It's also an Upadhi. Therefore, Andhya, Andhya means blindness. Even the Jivan Mukta may have blindness. After getting Jnana, the blindness may not go. If he has a cataract problem, it will not be cured by Jnana. It will continue. So, Andhya, Mandhya. Mandhya means dullness. Dullness of the Indriyas. If he has myopia or hypermetropia, short sight or long sight problem in the eyes, that will also continue. Apatutva, the Indriyas will also have inabilities, weaknesses, etc. Adi bhajanena indriyagramena, the Indriyas are also have all these characteristics. They may also continue to exist. Ashana pipasa shokamohadi bhajanena antahkaranena. And his antahkarana, his mind, it will also have all the problems as before. Ashanaya pipasa, ashana pipasa, ashana means hunger, pipasa means thirst. In fact, these two belongs to the prana. Hunger and thirst belong to the prana, but he doesn't mention that clearly. Instead, he says ashana pipasa also are antahkarana, in the antahkarana, but we have to understand it properly. Ashana pipasa are the problems belonging to prana, pranamaya kosha. Hunger and thirst are assigned to prana. Shoka mohadi bhajanena antahkaranena. Shoka, his antahkarana will have shoka, sorrow. Even a jnani will have shoka. It is not that a jnani will always have a mind free from shoka. He will also have shoka. A jnani may also cry. Even Shankaracharya cried when his mother died. Even Rama cried when Sita was kidnapped. Jnani also may cry. Jnani also will have shoka. If some undesirable incident happens in the life, Jnani also may have shoka. A Jivan Mukta will also have shoka. Then you may ask, what is the difference between us and a Jnani? There is a lot of difference. The difference is as much as a tragedy movie and a real life tragedy. You go for a tragedy movie, a tragedy cinema, this movie, you go for that. You pay money and cry. For crying you give money in tragedy movies. Why you have to pay money for crying? Because even that tragedy, even that crying gives some entertainment. Because you know it is only a movie. Even though you are crying, you know that what is the tragedy is not real, and your crying is also not because of a real reason. Similarly, when a jnani has tragedies in life, he will not see it as real. He may cry, but he will enjoy the crying, like in the tragedy movie. When Shankaracharya cried when his mother died, he might have enjoyed the tragedy because he knows it is not real. But there is a tragedy. So shoka will be there, but he, jnani, knows that this shoka is also not real. Therefore he is not as much affected by the tragedy as an ajnana. And it makes a lot of difference. So, shoka mohadi bhajanena antahkaranena. The antahkarana of a jnani will also have shoka, sorrow, and moha, conflicts. And a jnani will do karmas. A jnani will do activities. What kind of activities a jnani will do? His activities are decided by his tendencies, the inclinations which he has cultivated before getting jnana. Therefore the acharya says, purva purva vasanaya kriyamanani karmani. Purva purva vasanaya, because of the vasanas, the tendencies which he has cultivated before. The previously cultivated tendencies. By that, kriyamanani karmani, he will be doing karmas. He will be doing various activities. If before jnana, he has cultivated the tendency to help others, he will continue to do that also after getting jnana. If he has an interest in, if he has cultivated an interest in studying shastra, even after jnana, he may continue to study the shastra. So, kriyamanani karmani. And bhujyamanani jnana aviruddha phalani cha. Sorry, jnana aviruddha arabdha phalani cha. Even a jnani has to undergo the experience of his prarabdha karma. Arabdha phalani. Arabdha phala means the phala of arabdha karma. The phala of prarabdha karma. And why a jnani gets prarabdha karma? Because prarabdha karma is a jnana aviruddha. There are three types of karmas. Sanchita karma, agami karma and prarabdha karma. Sanchita karma and agami karma, they are jnana viruddha. Since sanchita karma and agami karma are jnana viruddha, they will be destroyed as soon as he gets jnana. Therefore, he doesn't have the phala of sanchita karma and agami karma. But prarabdha karma is jnana aviruddha. It is a friend of jnana. Sorry, prarabdha karma. Prarabdha karma is a friend of jnana. Therefore, when jnana comes, it allows the prarabdha karma to stay. Therefore, the acharya says, jnana aviruddha arabdha phalani bhujyamanani. So, the jnana aviruddha karma, what is that prarabdha karma? That phala he will keep enjoying. He will experience. Some prarabdha may be punya. Therefore, he will have some sukha because of the punya of the prarabdha punya. Sometimes the prarabdha may be papa. Therefore, he will have some problems. Some of his students are fighting with each other. So, papa is there. So, jnana aviruddha prarabdha phalani cha pashyannapi badhitatvat paramarthato na pashyati. See, here is the difference. So far everything is common for a jnani and ajnani. A jnani also has indriyas, ajnani also has indriyas. Jnani also has body, ajnani also has body. Jnani is also doing work, ajnani is also doing work. Jnani is also enjoying sukha and dukkha. Ajnani is also enjoying sukha and dukkha. What is the difference? For an ajnani, all these things are real. But for a jnani, it is all a movie. It's just like a movie. Therefore, the Acharya says, Pashyannapi, even though he is experiencing, even though he is seeing everything, he is seeing the world, he is experiencing his actions, and he is experiencing the result of his action, everything he is experiencing. As far as experience is concerned, there is no difference between a jnani and a jnani. Whatever an ajnani sees, a jnani will also see. As far as experience is concerned. If an ajnani sees this pot as pot, a jnani will also see this pot as a pot only. He will not see this pot as a flower. He will not see this pot as a radiant light or something like that. He will not see that everyone has a light. Reflecting around them, aura is there. He won't see that. He will also see everyone as the same person. But he knows that it is not real. He knows the world is not real. He knows his body is not real. He knows his mind is not real. He knows his actions are not real. He knows the results of the action which he is experiencing, even that is also not real. Even the experiences are not real. Therefore, for a jnani, it is all just like a movie. A tragedy movie or a comedy movie or a tragicomedy movie, depending on his prarabdha. If his prarabdha has more punya, it will be a comedy for him. If prarabdha is more papa, then it will be a tragedy for him. It is a punya and papa both, then it will be a tragicomedy. Tragicomedy means initially I think there is a tragedy, later there is everything ends in happy ending. I think that is tragicomedy, isn't it? Yeah. So, Pashyannapi, even though he sees everything, even though he experiences everything, Paramarthataha na Pashyati, he doesn't see anything as real, because he knows all these things are mithya. His experiences are mithya. His actions are mithya. The whole universe is mithya. Therefore, paramarthataha na pashyati. He doesn't see them as reality. Why? Because badhitatvat. Because for a jnani, the whole jagat, the whole universe is badhita, negated. Negated means he knows that it is mithya. Mithyatva nishchaya has happened for a jnani. The whole jagat is mithya. His body is mithya. His mind is mithya. His status of a human being is mithya. Even his jnani status is mithya. Everything is mithya. What is satya? Only Brahman is satya. Only Brahman is paramartha. Therefore, even while he does transactions, none of the transactions are real for him. None of the experiences are real for him. For that, I gave the example of a tragedy movie, or a movie example. The author, during the time of the author, there was no movie. So he gives another example, Indrajala, magic example. Yatha Indrajalam iti jnanavan. There are two people, a father and a son. Both are going to see a magic show. In fact, The brother is a young brother, younger brother. The elder brother of this brother, he is a part of the magic show team. So the father and younger brother are sitting there. Younger brother is very small, 2 or 3 years old kid. Elder brother is around 10-15 years old. So the elder brother is a part of the magic team, magic show team. So this magician makes this elder brother lie down in a box, and he closes the box and he cuts the box into two, transparent box. They can see that it is cut into two. The head goes on one side and the leg goes another side. Such magics are there. And then the younger brother starts praying, "Oh, my brother is gone. They have cut my brother into two." Younger brother starts praying. He is only 3 years old. Because he doesn't know that it is a magic. It's not really happening. Really his brother is not cut. It's only some magic is used, and it appears like that. Really he is alive. He is not cut or he is not dead. But the father of the younger brother, he is not disturbed. He is happy. He is enjoying the magic. Therefore, one who doesn't know that it is a magic, he will be disturbed. But one who knows it is a magic is enjoying. So, yatha, for example, Indrajalam iti jnanavan. One who knows that it is an Indrajala, it is a magic. It is not really happening. It is a magic. Tad Indrajalam pashyannapi. Even though he is seeing the Indrajala, even though he is seeing the magic, paramarthamidam iti na pashyati, he doesn't see it as real. Idam paramartham, this is real. With that idea he doesn't see. He knows it is not real. Therefore he is not disturbed. The younger brother is crying, but the father is not disturbed. Even the mother is not disturbed. I don't know whether mother is there. Okay, mother is also there. So, like that. So, even though he sees, it is as good as he is not seeing. Pashyannapi, as though na pashyati. Because he doesn't see it as real. For that, the Acharya gives a shruti pramana. Sachakshuhu achakshuriva sakarnaha akarna iva ityadishrutehe. Sachakshuhu achakshuhu iva. He is sachakshuhu. He has eyes. He sees. But it is as good as his achakshu. It's as good as he doesn't have eyes. Because even though he sees, he doesn't see really. Not only whatever he sees is mithya, but he knows that even the process of his seeing is mithya. His eyes are mithya. His very process of seeing is mithya. Therefore, achakshuriva, it is as good as he doesn't have eyes. Sakarno akarna iva. Sakarnaha, he has ears. But as though he has no ears. It is as good as he has no ears. Because he knows whatever he is hearing, that is also mithya. And his process of hearing, that is also mithya. Uktancha sushupta vajjagrati yo na pasyati
द्वयं च पश्यन्नपि च द्वयत्वतः तथा च कुर्वन्नपि निष्क्रियश्च यः स आत्मविन्नान्य इतीह निश्चयः इति उक्तं च इट इज टोल्ड सो प्रीवियसली ही गेव अ श्रुति प्रमाण सचक्षुर अचक्षुरिवा इज अ श्रुति प्रमाण नाउ ही इज गिविंग ही इज कोटिंग अ पूर्वाचार्य दैट इज शंकराचार्य उपदेश साहस्री इवन शंकराचार्य एक्सेप्ट्स इवन शंकराचार्य हैज सेड व्हाट आई हैव ऑलरेडी सेड To show that he is quoting from Upadesha Sahasri, one of the Prakarana Granthas. Sushuptava Jagrati Yona Pashyati. Nobody sees in Sushupti, in the deep sleep. The Jnani is the one who doesn't see in waking also. That doesn't mean he will be sleeping in waking also, not like that. He will see. But there is no reality for him. Therefore, sushuptavat, like a sleeping person, or like in sleep, jagrati, even in waking, yaha na pashyati, one who does not see, means one who doesn't see anything as real. Dvayancha pashyannapi na pashyati, even though he sees the dvaya, dvaya means dvaita, He sees the Dvaita Prapancha. He experiences the Dvaita Prapancha. But as good as Napashyati. Why? Because Advayatvataha. Because he knows that the Dvaita is not real. The Jagat is not real. Only Advaita is real. Only the Brahman is real. Advayatvataha. Since he has the vision of Advaya, Advaita. तथा च कुर्वन्नपि निष्क्रियश्च यः also this jnani even who is he is doing all the actions kurvannapi he is doing all the actions as usual but निष्क्रियः he is not doing anything at all because there is no kartrutva there is no doership he knows that all my actions are mithya And my doership is also mithya. So kurvannapi, even though he is doing action, even though he is doing all the works, nishkriyaha, he is not doing anything at all. Saha atmavita, he is an atmajnani. Na anyaha, anybody else is not atmajnani. Anybody else means one who sees the reality in the jagat. Or one who does with an idea that I am really doing. He is not an Atmajnani. Itiha nishchayaha. This is nishchaya. This is the ascertained conclusion. Now somebody may ask, a jnani is not affected by agami karma. Agami karma means whatever karma he does after jnana, whether he does punya or papa, he doesn't get the phala. Even if he does dharma, there is no phala for a jnana. Even if he does adharma, there is no phala for a jnana. Because there is no kartritva, there is no doership. And therefore he doesn't get the phala of either dharma or adharma. Then somebody may ask, then the jnani may act according to his whims. He may do all adharma. Because if police is not arresting, anybody can do anything. Anybody can rob, take away anything like that. So this jnani also doesn't have the shastra police to arrest him.
the dharma adharma police is not there to arrest him. So he is given a license. Therefore he can behave licentiously, somebody may think. For that, the Acharya answers, even though the dharma and adharma doesn't really matter to him, he will not do adharma. Because he has lost the tendency to do adharma. Why a person does adharma when there is a tendency to do adharma? A jnani is the one, even before getting jnana, he has practiced dharma so much that he has lost the tendency to do adharma. Therefore, there is no question of a jnani behaving unrighteously. Therefore, he won't do dharma, adharma. He won't do adharma. Instead, what about dharma? What about doing various good activities like social work or reaching out, etc.? As far as dharma is concerned, a positive doing of any action is concerned, either he may choose to do or he may not do. It depends on him. There are two types of jnanis. One type of jnani is the one who will be very active. He will do social work. He will do teaching. He will build ashramas. He will build various institutions. Depending on his tendencies. And then there may be another type of a jnani who will simply sit without doing anything. That is also possible. But either way, he will not do adharma. That is told here. Asya jnanat purvam vidyamananam eva ahara viharadinam anuvrittivata shubhavasananam eva anuvrittir bhavati shubhashubhayoho audasinyam va. So asya means of this jivanmukta, this jnani. Jnanat purvam, before jnana, whatever tendency he has cultivated, that tendency will continue to exist. And before jnana, he has practiced the dharma. An adharmika person cannot get jnana. Only a person who has followed the dharma, who has followed all the values and assimilated all the values, he alone will get jnana. That is why, jnanat purvam, before jnana, whatever he has accumulated, that kind of shubhavasananam eva, only shubhavasanas, good tendencies, dharmika tendencies, anuvrittir bhavati, that will continue to exist after jnana. All the ashubhavasanas are reduced even before he got jnana. Therefore, it is not there. Therefore, there is no tendency to do adharma. So, shubhavasananam eva anuvrittir bhavati. Only the good tendencies will continue to exist. Because they were already inculcated before he got jnana. And for that, the Acharya gives an example. Vidyamananam eva ahara viharadinam anuvrittivat. A jnani's ahara, food. What food he will like? A jnani will like. If the jnani is an idli sambar wala, before getting jnana, Even after getting jnana, he will like idli sambar. The taste will not change. Now I got jnana, I will not eat idli sambar, he will not say. He will also eat idli sambar. He will like idli sambar. So whatever taste he had before getting jnana, that will continue. Ahara, vihara, all the activities also, the way he was speaking, everything. So, vidyamananam eva ahara viharadi nam anuvrittivat, like the continuation, anuvrittivat means like the continuation of the ahara, vihara, etc. Ahara means food, taste in food, ahara. Ahara means food. Vihara means other activities, walking, etc. Walking style. Vidyamananam eva, what existed before, jnanat purvam, before the knowledge. Whatever existed before knowledge, the same thing will continue. Similarly, shubhavasananam eva anuvrittir bhavati. Only the good tendencies will continue to exist. Or else, because of the good tendencies, he may be doing good actions, good activities. But either way, he will not do adharma. He may do good activities. Or, shubha shubhayoho audasinyam va. He may have indifference to both shubha and ashubha. Both shubha karma and ashubha karma. He may not do either good activities or bad activities. He will sit quiet. Even though some tendencies are there to do good, he may sit quiet. Because he knows Ishvara will take care. I need not do anything. I will just sit and enjoy my knowledge. He may do like that. So for that, the Acharya is quoting from some texts. Taduktam buddha dvaita satatvasya yatheshta charanam yadi sunam tatvadrishan chaiva ko bhedo shuchi bhakshane iti brahmavitvam tatha muktva sa atma jnana chetaraha iti cha. In this Ramakrishna mission book, there is a mistake. Brahma vittam is there. It should be Brahma vittvam va shurkad. Brahma vittva. Taduktam, it is told. The Acharya is quoting from Naishkarmya Siddhi as well as Upadesha Sahasri. The first shloka is from Naishkarmya Siddhi. The second quotation is from Upadesha Sahasri. Buddhadvaita satatvasya yatheshtacharanam yadi, if buddhadvaita satatvasya, one who has understood the advaita as real, the advaita which is satatva, satatva means the truth, the advaita truth, one who has understood, buddha, buddha means one who has understood, one who has attained the jnana. Yatheshtacharanam, if he does whatever he likes, if he acts according to his whims, if he does adharma, without seeing, he says everything is one. So if everything is one, I can eat everything. I can eat whatever I like. I can eat uchishta also. I can eat meat also. It doesn't matter, he may say. If he says like that, what is the difference between a jnani and a dog? The Acharya is asking. Shunam tattvadrisham chaiva. Shunam means dogs and tattvadrik means jnani. Shunam tattvadrisham chaiva. A dog and atatvajnani, what is the difference? Kobhedaha, what is the difference? Ashuchi bhakshane, as far as eating dirty things are concerned. So that means a jnani is not like a dog. He will not behave like a dog. He has the samskaras. The good samskaras are there, and by the force of that good samskaras, he will follow dharma. Even though he knows dharma is not required for him, but he will follow the dharma. He will stick to dharma. He will not do, okay, everything is one. So somebody was telling, it seems, your Swami is telling everything is one. So why are you following all these rules and regulations? That is not true. The Shastra says, somebody has said, bhavadvaitam sadakuryat kriyadvaitam nakarihi chetam. In your bhava, in your understanding, there should be advaita. But in your activities, you should not say everything is advaita and compromise with the values. It is not correct. In your activities, you should follow dharma. You should follow what the Shastra says as far as the activities are concerned. Brahmavitvam tatha muktva sa atmajnyo na chetaraha iti cha. Brahmavitvam muktva. A brahmajnani is the one who has given up even the status of a jnani. Even the abhimana that I am a jnani, the identification that I am a jnani, it is called brahmavitva. The identification that I am a brahmavit, that also he has lost. One who identifies himself as a jnani, he cannot be a jnani. One who identifies, I am a jnani, that jnani abhimana, and because of that, he does whatever he likes. I am a jnani, who are you to ask? He cannot be atma-jnani. Instead, one who has lost even the identification that I am a jnani will not say I am a jnani. What a jnani will say? I am Brahman. So, brahmavittvam muktva. Saha atmajna, he is atmajnani, nacha itaraha, not the other person. Iti cha. And for a jnani, all the good tendencies, they will continue to exist. All the values will continue to exist in the jnani also. All the values which are told in the Shastra as a means for jnana. Amanitvam, adambhitvam. Amanitva means humility, absence of mana. Adambhitvam, etc. All this ahimsa, absence of violence, etc. Which are sadhanas, which are prescribed for an ajnani to get jnana. All these values will be there in a jnani also. They will continue to exist. Because it is cultivated and it will remain. What is the purpose of this amanitva, etc. for a jnani? For a jnani it is not needed. It is not required. Because already he has attained the jnana. Therefore he doesn't need to have all these tendencies, good tendencies. Therefore the Acharya says, even though they are not required for a jnani, they are like ornaments for a jnani. They are like alankar, ornament, decoration for a jnani. Why decoration? A decoration doesn't serve any purpose for yourself. When you are decorating, you are not seeing your decoration, so you are not getting any happiness by yourself. Decoration helps others. If you are decorated, the others will see the beauty in you. It is meant for others. So why, that's why When you are inside the house, you don't decorate. Only when you are coming out, you decorate. This is a yukti. Yeah. So it is meant for others. Similarly, jnani's amanitva, etc. are not meant for himself. It is meant for others. So that the others will emulate this jnana and cultivate these attributes. Therefore the Acharya says, tadanim amanitvadini jnana sadhanani adveshtratvadayaha sadgunaha cha alankaravat anuvartante tadanim. Then means after jnana, at the time of jivan mukti, amanitvadini sadhanan, the sadhanas, the jnana sadhanas which are prescribed in the shastra, amanitvam, adambhitvam, etc. There are 20 in 13th chapter. So, amanitvadini sadhanani, jnana sadhanani. For a jnani, sadhanas are not required because he is a siddha. Siddha doesn't require sadhana. And adveshtratvadayaha sadgunaha, the sadgunas, the good tendencies, the great noble qualities, like adveshtratva. Adveshta means absence of hatred. Adveshtratva. Adveshta sarva bhutanam maitrah karuna evacha. It is told in the 12th chapter. And in 2nd chapter also, atmanyeva atmana tushtaha, etc. And gunatita, lakshana, all these sarvabhuta hiterataha. Here and there, in many places in Gita, all the noble qualities are told of a jnani. All these are like alankara, alankaravat anuvartante. They continue to exist in the jnani like an ornament, like a decoration. Why? Not for himself, for others. A siddhasya lakshanani, the characteristics of a siddha, are sadhana for an ajnani. Sadhakasya sadhanani. Therefore, when they see a jnani having all these noble qualities, they will also get inspired and they will also emulate the qualities of a jnani. That is why alankara. So alankara is very important. Taduktam utpannatma vabodhasya shadveshtratvada yogunaha ayatnato bhavantyasya natu sadhana rupinaha. Taduktam, it is told, utpannatma vabodhasya, one who has attained the atmajnana, adveshtratvadayo gunaha, the gunas, the qualities, like adveshtratva, absence of hatred, etc. Asya ayatnataha bhavanti, all of them will exist in the jnani, ayatnataha, without any effort. He need not cultivate with effort. Already they are there. Their ayatnataha, without any effort, they will be there. Natu sadhana rupinaha, they are not sadhana for him. They are ornaments. For a sadhaka, it is a sadhana. But for a jnani, it is not a sadhana anymore. Because he doesn't require sadhana. They are just alankara. Just aesthetic purpose. There is no functional purpose, only aesthetic purpose. Kim bahuna ayam
देहयात्रामात्रार्थम् इच्छानिच्छा परेच्छा प्रापितानि सुखदुःखलक्षणानि आरब्धफलानि अनुभवन् अन्तःकरण आभासादीनाम् अवभासकः सन् तदवसाने प्रत्यगानन्दा परब्रह्मणि प्राणेलीने सति अज्ञानतत्कार्या संस्काराणामपि विनाशात् परमकैवल्यम् आनन्दैकरसम् अखिलभेदप्रतिभासरहितम् अखण्डब्रह्मा अवतिष्ठते. सो हियर दि आचार्य कन्क्लूड्स जीवन मुक्ति एंड एक्सप्लेन्स विदेह मुक्ति. Kimbahuna is an expression in Sanskrit, which means in short. Kimbahuna literally means, what is the use of telling too much? What is the use of elaborating too much? That means I will tell in short. I will sum up in short. Dehayatra matrartham. This jnani will do the activities. For what sake? Just for maintaining his body. Deha yatra matratham. For the sake of maintaining his body. Arabdha phalani anubhavan. He will experience the arabdha phala. The result of his prarabdha karma. Arabdha phalani anubhavan. What kind of arabdha phala? Sukha and dukkha. Sukha dukkha lakshanani. The arabdha phalas, either sukha or dukkha. And this prarabdha phala are of three types. Ichcha prarabdha, anichcha prarabdha and parechcha prarabdha. Ichcha prarabdha, anichcha prarabdha and parechcha prarabdha. Ichcha prarabdha means certain enjoyments which I myself do. Suppose I like idli sambar. If I go and eat idli sambar, it is swechha prarabdha or ichcha prarabdha. I go for certain enjoyments myself. Ichcha prarabdha. There are certain other prarabdhas, anichcha prarabdha. I don't like but it comes. A disease. Fever came. The jnani didn't want fever, but it came, anichchaya. Without his desire, it came. And parechcha prarabdha, even though he doesn't want, others impose on him. Others compel him to do certain things. It is parechcha prarabdha. So, ichcha, anichcha, parechcha prapitani, arabdha phalani. The arabdha phalas, either he goes by himself, it is ichcha prapita. Ichcha prapita means, which has come because of his ichcha. Which is attained, which is received because of his own ichcha. So certain prarabdhas he himself likes. So he chooses by himself. Certain things he didn't choose, anichcha, he didn't choose himself. It came by itself, fever or something. And certain things are parechcha prapita. Others compelled him to do. He didn't want to do that. So parechcha prapita, which has come because of another man's ichcha. Sukha dukkha lakshanani arabdha phalani anubhavan, experiencing. And how he experiences?
Even though he is experiencing, he is not identifying himself with the experience. He is experiencing just as a witness. That is told, antahkarana abhasadinam avabhasakaha san. San means being. Being the avabhasaka, the illuminer, the sakshi of all the antahkarana abhasas, all the antahkarana vrittis, all the experiences which are present in the form of antahkarana vritti. He is witnessing them. He is not identifying with the experience. Unlike an ajnana. He knows they are just coming and going. I am just a sakshi. Tad avasane. And this prarabdha he is experiencing. One day the prarabdha karma has come to an end. The prarabdha package is over. Prarabdha currency is over. Tad avasane. Then he gets videha mukti. When ajnani dies, only sthula sharira falls apart. The sukshma sharira travels. There is gati. It travels and it takes another body. All the sukshma sharira, the mind, the buddhi, indriya, etc. They all get into prana. They all go and sit inside the prana. And prana acts as a vehicle. And it leaves this body. And prana takes all these other parts of sukshma sharira and karana sharira also. It takes and it goes and enters another body, new body. That is ajnani's death. But when a jnani dies, his pranas don't leave this body. The pranas disintegrate. And the pranas merge with the Brahman. So, tad avasane, at the time of the end of the prarabdha karma, pratyagananda parabrahmani praneline, his pranas, which includes the sukshma sharira also, line, it is resolved. Line sati, when it is resolved. Where it is resolved? Pratyagananda parabrahmani, in the parabrahma, which is Pratyagananda, which is the innermost self, and Ananda, happiness, Sati. And once this prana is gone, the ajnana is also totally, the karana sharira is also gone. Ajnana means karana sharira. Ajnana is gone, karana sharira is gone. And ajnana karya, the effect of ajnana, and all the impressions of the effect of ajnana, tat karya samskara, the impressions, the potential effects of the ajnana. See, when we sleep, all our identification with the body, our desires, etc., it is all there in potential form. That is what is called samskara. That is told, ajnana tat karya samskara, even in potential form, the ajnana karya is not there. The effects of ajnana are not there. Api vinashat, they are also destroyed. The karana sharira is gone. The identification with the body is gone. The desires are gone, totally gone. Vinashat. Parama kaivalyam. Then he gets what? What happens to ajnani then? If the pot breaks, pot is disintegrated, what happens to the pot space? Nothing happens. Already it was space. Now it remains as space. That's all. Ajnani remains as Brahman. Previously he was Brahman, but this appearance of body and all these things were there. But now he remains as Brahman without any body. So, Paramakaivalyam, he gets Paramakaivalya, he becomes the Paramakaivalya, which is Brahman. Kaivalya means one without a second, ekameva advitiyam, which is Parama, which is the ultimate. Ananda ekarasam, which is pure Ananda, homogeneously Ananda. There is no dukkha in Brahman, pure Ananda. There is no touch of dukkha. There is no touch of samsara. Therefore, ananda ekarasam, akhila bheda pratibhasa rahitam, which is free from all bhedas, which is free from even a pratibhasa, even a mere appearance of bheda, even that is not there in Brahman. Totally abheda, bheda shunya. All differences are gone in Brahman. There is no differences in Brahman. Sajatiya, vijatiya, swagata bheda are not there. Akhanda Brahma, it is akhanda Brahma, the Brahman which is akhanda, indivisible. Avatishthate, he remains as Brahman. This is called videha mukti. All three shariras are gone. When the jnani dies, sthula sharira, sukshma sharira, and karana sharira, all three shariras are gone and he remains as Brahman. There is no one more janma for a jnana. It is called videha mukti. When prarabdha is over, a jnani gets videha mukti. So, for videha mukti, the acharya quotes some pramanas. Natasya prana utkramanti. Atraiva samavaniyante, vimuktascha vimuchyate, ityadishrutehe, natasya prana utkramanti, atraiva samavaniyante, this much from Brihadaranyaka. Tasya pranaha na utkramanti, his pranas don't travel from the body, they don't transmigrate, they don't depart. After the death, the pranas don't travel. Gati is not there. Instead, the pranas resolve here itself. Atraiva samavaniyante, the pranas are resolved, are disintegrated here itself. Vimuktascha vimuchyate, this is from Kathopanishad. This is second pramana. Vimuktaha, first vimukta is jivan mukta. Vimuchyate, videha mukta. The vimukta becomes vimukta, means jivan mukta becomes videha mukta, when the prarabdha is over. Ityadishrutehe, these are the shruti vakyas, in support of videha mukti. So like that, jivan mukti and videha mukti are the phalas of jnana. So with this, the text is over. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.